All right. So we're back here with episode five. Episode five. It feels good getting to five. I feel like five is a very solid number. But let's get ahead and dive into it. So, we're going to talk about the balance of trading. You know, talking about just like the aspect of, you know, of doing things outside of, you know, looking at the charts, you know, finding that balance. Because I know a lot of people, even between ourselves, you know, first when we learn the skill set and we're trying to go all in, try to know everything as much as possible, try to soak as much knowledge as possible. So, and that was like probably my most hardest thing because of the excitement behind it. Mm-hmm. But overall, as time goes, you start to learn that, you know, all right, I need to start having balance and, you know, start having a healthier mindset, you know, refresh your mind, do things, you know, to take away time on being on the charts. So and then you could come back and reflect on the time being missed, you know, looking for better trade setups, looking for better trade ideas, you know. And capitalize on your current goals, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when you start out, like for me, myself, I wanted to be a sponge. I wanted to soak up everything, right?
Yeah.
And I did have a little bit of that perception at the beginning that was like, hey, I can make, you know, I can make my salary in a week, my yearly salary in a week, when really the actuality is that's not true.
Yeah.
As a very, very beginner. You know, asking questions about take profit, stop loss. If you're asking questions about those things, you're probably not going to be anywhere close to making your annual salary in a week, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of had that perception. I dove into it. And, I mean, you learn quickly that sometimes it can be frustrating. You know, you want to be that sponge to learn everything. But sometimes refreshing your mind, stepping away, taking time with your family, you know, that time that you're spending on the charts, you're taking away from your family, well, you need to give it back to them as well. You need to be able to balance that factor. So, you know, coming back to the, like you said, refreshing your mind, clearing your mind, looking at a chart from a different perspective than just sitting there and just getting mesmerized or even hypnotized by it. You know, I think it's very healthy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course. Because I remember the time I was in my rock bottom. Really rock bottom. So I had no car. I was trading. I was mentoring at the same time. Don't know how that was even possible with the mindset that I was in. I really felt like I was in a really, really dark space. You know, like the only thing that I could actually understand was to just trade and forget about everything. So like I really became really antisocial, like cut everyone off. I was trading in the dark. I was listening to Drake at night, and you know, I started to question myself because I'm like, all right,
you ever listening to Marvin's Room, huh?
Besides Marvin's Room though. But like, you know, I was doing all that, you know I had Walmart that was just, you know, walking distance. So you know, whatever I was making from trading, I was helping my mom out and just sending her money. Even though I kind of needed it more, but, you know, like with me, I always think more rather than myself, you know? So getting groceries, coming back, finding out my roommate was like, yeah, you know, let's all hit the gym together. And then finding out his license is suspended and he sold his car to get a motorcycle. And he was like, yeah, you want to ride? I'm like, mind you, I'm 6'4". Like, I'm not going to be riding in a motorcycle. I'm like, and I'm already getting sold up too as we speak. So like, I was just like, no, this is not happening. So, you know, at that time I was really in a dark space, and I think my brother like kind of like observed that, and I needed to like really refresh my mindset. Like I needed to get out. Like I felt like I was suffering. You know, I wasn't even coming out my own room. Like the only time I came out my room was going to the fridge, you know, or using the bathroom. You know, sometimes I didn't even want to have no interaction coming out.
Right.
So I was just like, you know what? You know, my brother was seeing all that. He was like, yo, look, you got to move in with me, bro. Like this is not healthy. Like, I could tell you, you're like, for the first time in my life, I've never seen you felt so depressed. And that's when I knew in that moment that, okay, I've hit my rock bottom. I'm never going to allow this to happen again. And knowing that I need to find balance within putting amount of chart time and living life, you know, because no offense, I don't want to be that person that's talking about charts all damn long.
Right.
You know?
Right. And how many times becoming that introverted hermit.
Yeah.
When you're sitting there in your room, how many times did you almost come close to or even blow your account?
Oh yeah, it was many times. Like, it was many times, and I felt frustrated because that was my only source of income, which that was probably, I don't recommend anyone to do, depending on your financial situation, so I really can't say, but it was times I was really frustrated, and I was like, damn, like, what am I gonna do? Like, you know, and good thing I was building credibility at the time, and people were looking or seeking mentorship. So I was fully taking advantage. I was like, look, I got all day. So I have no time. I have all day. I could be on the charts and making sure that you get all the information that you're seeking for.
Well, and I get a lot of questions within Discord when when new traders come in, or people that have 9-to-5s, hey, how do you balance, you know, your day with trading or with Blue Capital? And you know, at one point I was team no sleep. You know, I said it once, I've said it twice, I'll say it again, there were times I'd go into work with maybe 2 hours, 3 hours of sleep, if that. But then it came to a point to where I'm like, you know what, that's not healthy. You have to get sleep. So I've been able to divide my time where I look at the chart so often, Monday through Friday morning, that what I always try and take time for, Friday when the market closes, even Saturday, I'll take all day Saturday. And that's time for me and my family. You know, there's a couple hours within, you know, leaving my 9-to-5 to coming in here where, you know, I'll be able to spend time with my girl, et cetera, my family. And that's all we get during the week, you know. So Fridays, Friday evenings and Saturdays are huge to me. And then Sundays is when I really kind of hop on the charts, probably early afternoon, noon, 11 a.m., noon, kind of do my back testing, only because I've done it so many times that it's the same thing every single week. So I kind of know what I'm looking for. And I can maybe spend an hour, hour and a half to look for what I might be planning on throughout the week, or even waiting for, you know, your weekly call, your weekly outlook call. And you know, I kind of feel that that feeds my need for trading, and another reason why I became a swing trader, like why I like swing trading. I like swing trading because while the trading is actually going, there are times I'll look at my phone, but there are times that I may be able to hop on and play 2K. You know, when I've got live trades going, if I know that there's no questions coming through or anything like that, I've got time for myself, or I've got time during the trades for my family then. But specifically, if I'm literally talking about days, because trading is Sunday through Friday morning, those weekends are just mainly for like my family, but you have to be able to divide that time and know what's important. So not only do you get that time, but you also get to think, hey, I'm away from the charts. My girl doesn't know anything about a chart. You look at her and she, you ask her, hey, what's a chart look like? She'll be like, I don't even want to know. You know what I mean? So yeah,
that's true. That's
true. It's kind of refreshing when you can talk to somebody and hang around somebody that's like, I don't want to know what this is, and I don't even want to talk about it, because it forces me not to do that.
And that's true. Like, you know, there's times, you know, like you really got to like self-talk to yourself and realizing, you know, when is enough is enough. So like not especially talking about even having, like, for example, like you had like a great phenomenal week and then you feel like you gotta go again next week, you know, like a lot of people just forget, like, whatever that you made that week, and you, if you withdrew, or you know, it comes to that last day and you end up blowing your entire account, you know, withdraw that. Enjoy that with the with your loved ones. Enjoy spending time, or buy something. Be bougie, you know. You know, you got to live your life at the end of the day, right? So, you know, if you want to take a few days off, take a few days off. Like, you know, because the charts are never going to leave, ever.
Right.
You know, the candlesticks are going to be forming, depending on which time frames you're looking at. But if you're allowing that to happen, and then you're like, all right, my mind's right, I had my fun last week, you know, and I'm back into the charts. setting up new goals. And then if you miss that goal, then you follow it the next following week. So just knowing when to have that separation of, all right, let me enjoy my life, and all right, now it's time to get back to work.
Well, there's nothing wrong with, you know, having one of those really good days, knowing when to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, I made, you know, $500. I made a K, I made 2K in just, you know, the matter of my few trades that I had in today. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you start getting wrapped into that benefit of the profits.
Yeah, that what if.
Exactly. What if I do one more? What if I do one more? You know, I actually got caught into that recently. I was just sitting watching, I forgot what I was watching on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just playing with a couple trades here and there. Yeah. And it was gold. Next thing I know, gold robs me for like $300.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And that's because I got too much into it. I told myself, one more, just one more, just one more. And that one more, it cost me.
Mm-hmm.
So in that aspect, when kind of going into the downside of a trade, there are sometimes you may lose $1,000 in a day rather than make $1,000 in a day. And if that happens, there's nothing wrong with stepping back for that day, even though it could be a Tuesday or it could be a Wednesday, high volatile day.
Mm-hmm.
Step back, get your mind right, because if you take one day off, that could benefit the next five, the next 6 days or whatever it may be. Plus, you get, like you said, you get to come back to the charts and, you know, be refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm looking at this from a different mindset. I'm clear now.
And there's like really no better feeling when your mindset is completely refreshed. It's like having like a whole refresh button in the back of your mind, right? So you're just like, all right, poof. Like, this is a whole new week. Last week was last week, and you keep going. So and with that, you know, when you keep challenging yourself mentally and you're like, all right, this is how I'm going to eliminate, you know, from not being on it so much, and then living my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there were scenarios where just because when the markets was closed, I was, all right, you know, I'm back testing. Yeah, back testing is very, very, very crucial. I highly recommend it, but to a certain extent, right? So, like, you don't want to be, like, just there, like, on your computer, you know, like, someone that does not understand the whole concept of trading. You're like, close my door, you know, I'm back testing. They're like, what? Like, back testing what? I'm like, you know, you give them a little sarcasm, back testing my life. so like you do all that, but you know, and then after it's fun, you know, and you do all the things, you know, like whatever fun activities that you like to do, and then come back if you want to resume. And then once Sunday opens up, I know everyone gets excited because Mondays becomes a fairy days. That's when whole new week started, and then you had a good refresh, you know, reminded of what happened that current week. So,
well, and speaking from the beginner standpoint, like talking about being a sponge and wanting to soak it all up,
mm-hmm.
there are times where you could be studying the types of traders or the types of strategies.
Yeah.
Like you and I have similar strategies, but there's some differences that we see,
mm-hmm.
right? Everybody's going to have their own difference of opinions in certain aspects of a chart. So, but watching your video in our academy mm-hmm. compared to my video, they're two different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's one way to use Confluence and use those confirmations, you know, for indicators and whatnot.
Yeah.
There's good ways to do it, but then there's bad ways. And I think as a beginner, taking that time, dedicate maybe 2 hours a day to it if mm-hmm. you want. Don't dedicate the whole day to it.
Yeah.
You know, It could be very tiresome. It could be very frustrating sometimes because you're thinking in your mind, well, I just heard this on this video. Oh, but I heard this on this video. And then you try and tie the two together. You try and make sense of it, and it doesn't. And that's because you've got two different opinions coming mm-hmm. from it. So you have to understand, let me learn this slow, baby steps. Take those baby steps. Like I just told somebody on our call tonight, there's no problem with using a demo account for 30 days, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, whatever you're comfortable with, because the last thing I want you to do mm-hmm. is blow your account because you're trying to do too much. There is a such thing as doing too much.
Yeah.
You know, but there's also a such thing like what we experienced today where it was just something that was just completely unexpected.
Yeah, you know, like that's what life does, you know, throws us curveballs, and, you know, it takes, you know, the people that could adjust it or swallow it and be like, all right, this happened. You know what? Guess what? Life is not over. I'm still healthy.
Right.
I'm still alive. I have family. I have loved ones. So I'm going to progress and focus on the next trade setup that's going to happen, or, you know, the next day, or take a few days off, you know? So, and then you don't feel like you're getting back into the ring and you're not even prepared.
Right.
So,
well, and that's where it leads into revenge trading.
Yeah.
You know,
we got to talk about that for the next episode.
So okay. We'll leave that.
Of stuff about that, even, you know, including myself, like, so we'll save that for the next episode.
All right. We'll definitely do that. So preview for the next one.
Yeah.
Because I think we've all got revenge trading stories.
Yeah.
But just to even throw that out there, that's where that comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, things can get even worse.
Yeah.
So last thing you want to do. So I think we had somebody that was even talking about it within the chat today, where he was losing on his sales and got into buys at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yo, slow down. Yeah. Just take your step back.
Yeah, that's where you really had to be like, all right, I need to start to really back test this week. That's what I need to hold myself accountable for once the market closes, right? So mm-hmm. I noticed what I was plugging in what was wrong. So let me back test it for my entry and see what happened. You know, if you're just when going back into our last podcast, you know, referring to market structure, if you do not know where the highs and lows in the market, don't feel confident to feel obligated, because now that you're an opportunity to be making money, right? So, like, you got to know yourself before getting into something, because, mm-hmm. you know, it could be a person, like, for a great example, it could be a person that doesn't know anything, and then they're going to be asking you, why did you enter into that trade setup, and you have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it just becomes, yeah, and then now I'm not moving forward, but I'm moving backwards, you know? So, and then that kind of revolves around where people need to be on the chart studying all damn day. Yeah, I recommend putting a lot of chart time, but use your time wisely, you know? So, and then you're refreshing your mind and you're feeling obligated now that, all right, I feel confident. Because if there's no confidence, like, I highly suggest you should not, like, because you're just going to continue the bad habits, and it's just going to be like, yeah.
Right. So outside of going to the gym, what is it that you like to do to escape the trading world?
What a lot of people don't know, I like to tell myself that I'm a very intelligent black man. No, I'm just playing role playing.
You like long walks on the beach?
No,
candlelight
honestly,
dinner.
Yeah, honestly, candlelight dinner. Man, what's wrong with you, man? No, really, I love to read. Like, I like to, you know, just sit and like be creative and find different ideas or how I could really inspire or impact people, even if it's outside of trading, you know, or outside the gym. Like, you know, like, you know, to keep perfecting who I could be for the next person. Because, like, I always tell people, like, your every move is your important move. So, like, I watch and observe people very well. Some people might say I have a strong presence, but, you know, that's just how I was raised to really, you know, look at the people that, you know, of their achievement, of what they accomplished, and that's what I want. So I'm always, like, reading, you know, try to educate my mind, you know, try to inspire, try to always provide value all the time, you know, give them, you know, a sense of humor, show the positivity where a lot of people don't show positivity when there's negative times, you know. I can name countless of times that it's just been like, man, why is it not going my way? So, like, you know, try to, you know, really adapt and handle that situation the best way that anyone can handle it.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like a lot of people think that way at times, because when they feel like they're in down times, they just feel like, yeah, this is me. But you got to hold yourself accountable, because you're the only person that's going to take yourself out in your own situation. So,
right. And people, I mean, people that know me, and they know I'm a sports nut. So yeah. There are times what I'll do to kind of divert attention towards, like, even in some of the Discord chats that we've had. We recently had a month ago, or early in the month, we had the NBA free agency, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there were times I would divert the same talk over and over again. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? You know what? Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
So I'll try and engage the students within Discord, mm-hmm. our colleagues. Hey, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about this. Or if I'm not on Discord or in any chats or anything like that, I'll probably be playing 2K or going to the movies with my girl, going to dinner, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Being able to, like I said, escape completely.
Yeah.
That's the best thing to do. Yeah. Like, I kind of put myself into the mindset, where was I back in May of 2018, April 2018, when trading was not even on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
If I can throw myself back into that mental state then, pretend I don't even know trading, I can always come back to it and it's like, oh, hey, yeah, this is here.
Mm-hmm.
This is here. So, and then I get back to work, get myself on that grind mode. So it's all within in a process.
Yeah.
And I think that process comes with at the very beginning when people ask, well, what kind of trader are you? What do mm-hmm. you do as a trader? This, that, and the other. That whole plan, it's not just, hey, I'm a swing trader.
Yeah. Right?
Or, hey, these are the pairs that I trade. Or this is what I'm looking for in the fundamental aspects. No, part of your strategy is learning, this is what I'm doing at the beginning. This is my time frame that I'm looking to go. These are my goals that I'm going to write down. This is what I'm going to do to clear my mind. Then this is what I'm going to do to get back onto it.
Mm-hmm.
That whole plan, it's a whole top to bottom outline of what you need to do
yeah.
to become successful. That's mm-hmm. kind of what I look at it as. I mean, does that make sense? Like, no, as far as like an outline sense. Using that, like, I mean,
no, that makes sense. Like, you know, because you're separating yourself from the next person. You know,
yeah.
you're showing that you want it bad enough to be organized and tackle your goals and actually look down at it and reflect and be like, yeah, I did that. Like, well, it feels good.
A little bit of my OCD though.
Yeah,
too.
You know, so, hey, everyone has, you know, a side effect. You know, if it mm-hmm. kicks in the right way, cool. You know, if it doesn't kick in, then, oh, well.
Right.
You know? But, yeah, I think that really covers it about balance.
Yeah, it's, like, it's a simple topic.
Yeah.
Step away.
Simple. Like, it was a very, you know, hard part once you're very excited. But then once you have years and experience behind it, it's just like, all right. Cool. I already know what this is happening. I don't need to focus on doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Once the market comes up and opens up, you know, you do your overview for the week on what you're looking at for the week and then keep striving.
Yep.
So,
absolutely. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
It's as easy as that, but it's also one of the hard things to do at the very beginning. So,
yeah, it starts a routine. You
yep.
know, like you
gotta
have
is.
A routine that you do and apply it every single day. So, and that's very important.
What is it, Derek? 75 days gets you into routine.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, 75 hard.
Right. Yeah. It's like that. It takes 75 days to get into a massive routine that just becomes your normal way of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Creating a habit. That's yeah. So create that good habit. Don't create the bad one.
Yeah.
So
no one's gonna follow the bad ones.
Right. So yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's a simple one. I think we touched on whatever we need to for it.
All right, so that wraps up episode 5, Balance of Trading, and stay tuned for episode 6, Tomar Revenge of Trading.
Yeah,
should be a very, very spicy topic to touch. So.
I'll be curious what kind of stories people may have, like if you do an IG live on that.
Yeah, so just be aware. So next week. If you guys have any questions about revenge trading, I know some of you guys do, feel free, you know, just to ask the questions on that box below on the live once I pop this up. So hopefully either Tuesday or Wednesday, but I'll let you guys know. And yeah.
Right, we'll back to it. There. We'll make it happen, Captain.
All right. And we're out.